Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be in the land of the suit. You can just feel. Now it's some more. Well, it actually feels depressing. All right. So, great to be with you here today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee and a fabulous service department that backs it all up for the life of the vehicle. So when you're ready to trade in, you're all set to go. I now get the thrill of watching the rant of the day.
That's right.
And your face is already turning red.
Well, it's good to have you here, first of all. But, both of these, I have two things today that I've been kind of wrapped up about, yes. So the first thing, I don't know if you saw Tobias Harris's comments yesterday. I guess he was at some sort of function, and he called Sixers fans casual. And, of course, he's been involved in trade rumors because the Sixers have been trying to get rid of him. Nobody wants him. Shocking. And he called Sixers fans casual and would trade him for a, quote, crumble cookie. Well, while he's not wrong that, Sixers, I would trade him away for a bucket of balls at this point. So a crumble cookie's a good example there. But calling Sixers fans casual, that's a little out of line, to be honest with you. I mean, and it's not really a good look. You've underperformed pretty much ever since you've gotten that big contract, especially last year. And the Sixers haven't gone anywhere. And now you're in all these trade rumors, which all the fans want, basically. Then you come out and say this? I mean, come on. That's a little out of line. And it's not a good look for it, to be honest with you. To call your fans casual. And he still kept going with some fans on Twitter. Like, dude, just know your place and just let it go.
In a related note, the Eagles have announced that on Christmas, Santa Claus will be there, and it's also Dollar Dog Day.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I mean, they could do that, but I don't know.
It would not be a good look. They're throwing the hot dogs at Santa Claus.
Yeah, it probably would be frowned upon.
The city of Little Brother.
Just telling you how it is.
I'm telling you how it is. Little brother attitude.
It's just out of line. That's all.
First of all, the Sixers were the ones that kept him instead of Jimmy Butler.
Correct.
When that happened, I looked around and said, okay, I'm not a Sixers fan, but that doesn't seem smart. Okay. And in retrospect, it doesn't seem smart. He can get into whatever he wants. Who cares what he thinks? Right? He's not hanging on the league. Somebody will take him. But they're going to take them on their terms, not on the Sixers' terms.
If that, yeah, exactly.
And they're going to take him on their terms, not on the Sixers' terms. He is very close to making himself persona non grata in Philadelphia because of how he's played, not because of what he tweeted. Who cares what he tweeted? Yeah, he's getting defensive because Sixer fans are mad at him. Well, he has to understand in Philadelphia, except for Jalen Hurts, they're mad at everybody else.
And Jason Kelce, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know you all think he's this Hall of Fame center and so forth. He's not even the best center in the history of the franchise.
No, but in terms of the franchise, he's up there.
Oh, he's up there. Jim Ringo is probably the best center in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. Did you ever hear the Jim Ringo story with Green Bay?
I don't think I have, no.
So he's playing for Green Bay, and of course he's a terrific player. And Vince Lombardi was not only the head coach, he was the general manager. So Ringo goes in, he's got this guy with him to negotiate his contract. Lombardi looks over, he says, and who's this guy? He goes, well, this guy's my representative. He goes, he's your representative? Really? He said, hey, could you guys give me just 5 minutes? He says, I just have to straighten something out here quickly. Boom, boom, boom. 5 minutes goes by. He says, why don't you guys come back in? Two of them come back in. He hands the representative a phone number. He says, this is the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. You've been traded.
All right.
Representative.
Ouch.
Agent. So that's how you acquired Jim Ringo.
Well, they got him one way or the other.
Yeah.
And things turned out pretty good.
Oh, no. Ringo's good. Good football player. Really good football player. All right. So that's one.
That is one, yes.
What's the other one?
Well, the other one, it's not surprising that it's come to this, that the Sixers are, it looks like the Sixers are going to bring James Harden back on a 2 or 3 year deal, but.
That's great. What a player.
Yeah, exactly.
He makes everybody else around him better.
I'll give you one word, delusional.
I don't think they have much of a choice. What are the choices here?
What are their choices? I just think, as far as I still think that they can build around Maxey and Embiid, forget about Harden, and just get shooting and defenders.
I think Maxey is more limited than you realize. You guys can love him all you want, but I don't see a line to get him. That should tell you something. He's a little more limited than you realize.
That may be. Either way, I just don't think Harden's the answer. Either way, it's going to be a waste of 2 to 3 years. It's either we need to move on and do something else if Maxey really isn't it. Because this, I don't care what happens in Boston, you're still not going to be better than Milwaukee.
Well, you're not better than Boston either.
You're probably not even better than Boston the way they are right now. Yeah.
I mean, they picked up Porzingis. I mean, Porzingis is not. This is not a Hall of Famer they picked up, but they picked up somebody that's different that can score.
And they're still deeper than the Sixers, regardless. Even though they got rid of Brogdon and Marcus Smart in that trade, but I mean, if Daryl Morey really thinks if they just run it back that they're gonna be successful, he's completely delusional because they're not. It's gonna be the same result again, second round maybe, and that's it. So it's. It's just wasted money, wasted time, once again, for this franchise. When there's other free agents out there that I think they can use to build around and see, at least try it anyway with Maxey. If it doesn't work, well, then now you know you have to start over again.
Yeah.
Because either way, you're still have been and will continue to be wasting the prime of Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who says he's going to stay healthy?
Yeah, that's also true. It's always a concern with them, especially around the playoffs. As we talked about before, five of the last six years, he's been hurt in the playoffs.
Malcolm Brogdon, you know.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was just.
It was just Marcus Smart.
Yeah, right.
They have not traded Brogdon.
Yeah.
Who's better than Maxey? Oh, that's not true. Yeah. When healthy, he's a better player. All right, so I don't see what their choices are. Their choices are extremely limited. They need to have somebody out there that can play at a relatively high level, and there's nobody out there that can do that. I think that's a problem. I think it's a problem. And that's one of the issues that you have in this league, is that when you get stuck, and that right now the Sixers are stuck, it limits your options. There are not a lot of great options. Believe it or not, he's one of the better options.
That is pretty sad.
But that's a fact. I mean, your Yankees. Who's a good option? Well, Giancarlo Stanton, believe it or not, is not an option I would want on my team, but he's the best option you have right now on your team.
Also pretty sad.
It's just the way it is. Yeah. Unless you want Ben Simmons back.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I mean, he's well-rested.
I'm well-rested.
Oh, not after chasing those kids around.
Actually, no, that's a lie.
No way.
I've probably done more movement than he has the last 3 years.
We have a lot to talk about on the gambling issue today. The NFL is on the precipice of announcing more gambling suspensions. Adam Schefter reported that earlier today. And it's part of the... And we're going to explain to you what all the policies are with the different leagues. What's the NBA policy, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, and what is the college policy when it comes to gambling? For the most part, they're all relatively the same, but there are some subtle differences between all of them. The strictest is the NCAA by a wide margin. And why do I sense that with the NCAA, you could challenge it and you'd win because they're all for life in court? Like the NCAA, is it like a case where the NCAA lawyers just walk into the courtroom and even the judge goes, we're done. You represent who? You're done.
Yeah, it's probably the easiest case for any lawyer to handle.
It's probably,
as I said yesterday.
I mean, for a judge, you're sitting there going, all right, go ahead, present your case. Could you do it in Cliff Notes? Because it really doesn't matter what you say here. Go ahead. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Doug Birdsong wants to know why you're so calm with your rants today. He wants to know if you're intimidated.
That's a fair question, but no, it's just the way they came out today.
He thinks you're intimidated. The audience thinks you're intimidated as well.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Yeah, we're going to talk about the gambling part here in a little bit. First of all, I'm sitting in the Mark Lawrence power chair.
You are.
Wow.
That is a big chair.
No, it's just... I can kind of feel the exhilaration.
Oh, yeah. That's why he calls it the hot seat.
Yeah.
And the catbird seat, whatever you want to call it.
The hot seat.
Yeah. Well, that's what Joe McGranahan calls it sometimes.
Well, we have a big announcement here coming up at, 3:35?
Yeah, we'll do it then.
Yeah, that sounds fine. We'll do that. We'll do that then. There are as many as 5 more NFL players that are going to be suspended. We'll talk about the gambling part. This is not a communication issue at all. The NFL could not be any more plain as to what their gambling policy is. I mean, so this is not a communication issue. They have signs up in the building. They lay it out. It's not difficult to understand. It's not difficult to understand. You can't bet on NFL games, and you can't place any bets in the building or on the road. Okay. What part is gray there? You can't place any bet in the building, and you can't place a bet on the road trip. And you can't bet on the NFL. What part is nebulous here? Nothing. It's easy, simple, and straightforward. You can bet on college games if you want. You just can't bet on the NFL. Now, are there guys, for example, that get caught doing this where maybe they left the building and it turned out they were still on the building's Wi-Fi? Yes. And I could understand that as a, hey, guys, I left the building. Well, you got caught because you were on the Wi-Fi. And I know you were betting on the NBA, but you weren't allowed to bet from the building. I wasn't in the building. See, and that's how, like, you may see some people warned about it because of that. They'll say, because you were on the Wi-Fi because you're still in the parking lot. Go to the 7-Eleven. Use theirs.
Or better yet, just take your phone off Wi-Fi if you're that desperate to do it right then and there and go on your data.
Once again, a glimpse into Matt's life.
I'll just stay in the obvious. It's very simple. You go to your settings, you click Wi-Fi off, you don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm sure there's many of these NFL players can afford to have data overage usage if they really want to gamble that badly from their car.
Well, based on your Lamborghini, so can you.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells FOULED.
So what are we, 570-743-9565?
Yes.
570-743-9565. 570-743-9565. Well, we can have some fun and we can ask Steve anything day.
Sounds like a good idea.
I mean, you can ask me anything. Professional, personal, whatever. Okay? 570-743-9565. We can just have some fun because I want to talk to as many people as possible. We want to call up, have a football question, a basketball question. Last person I saw in the Jordan Center today before I came over here was Seth Lundy. He was in there working out. He had his Atlanta Hawks jersey on.
Very nice.
He's going to wear number 8, by the way, which is also Roman Catholic, his teammate. Lamar Stevens, that's what he wears with the Cavaliers. He wears 8. And he reports to Summer League July 2nd, that's Sunday. And he's in Las Vegas. He was telling me that the stats that he got were Quinn Snyder coach teams shoot more threes from the corner than any other teams in the league.
There you go.
And guess what the strength of Seth Lundy's game is?
Shooting from the corner for three.
Corner three.
Yep.
So Seth and I, we probably talked for like 5 to 10 minutes. And I said, I got to go. I said, I got to see Cotrillo. He goes, oh, the rant guy.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Fabulous pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. Great technicians. Pros. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. 570-743-9565. 570-743-9565. Ask anything day. Doesn't really matter about what the topic happens to be. You just want to jump in. Love to hear from you. All right. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
All right. So, Steve, as we've been kind of alluding to here and there, the show, Steve Jones Show, will be moving from this time slot 3 to 5 to 1 to 3 beginning Monday. We're doing this for a number of for a couple of reasons. One is Mark alluded to this on the Mark. We're going to talk about this more on during Friday's on the Mark show, but he is retiring from radio, and that is effective on Friday. So Mark's been here. Mark's done two different stints here. This latest one has been since 01. So it's been a few decades, and we're certainly going to miss Mark.
Yes.
So that's part reason one. And part two is with Mark leaving, I'm stepping up and being named new program director of WKOK, and I will be on in the mornings once again. I was previously on 94KX in 2018 and 2019. And I'll be back doing the mornings on all four stations now, including WKOK, and that starts next week as well. So in order to accommodate my new schedule, that was one of the reasons why we also moved up the show. So we are 1 to 3 beginning on Monday, and looking forward to doing the new time slot, too. So that's what we got coming up, and we'll have other details about other new programming and new restructuring coming on WKOK on Friday. But that we can at least tell you right now is Steve Jones Show. We're moving up from 3 to 5 to 1 to 3 starting Monday, and you'll start hearing me on the mornings next week as well. So looking forward to that.
Good. Well, since you're the producer, you can take a call. All right.
I should do that.
Actually, it's part of your job. So, yes, we're going to go to 1 to 3 starting on Monday. They asked me. The only thing they asked me was, are you okay with this? And I said, yeah, I'm fine with it. I said, I get out earlier? And they said, yeah. I said, okay. That's all I said was, I get out earlier. That's fine. Of course, the only reason we're doing it is for Matt. It wasn't like I requested it. Yeah.
That's true. This is all done for around me. But we did check with you, and this worked out really well for your schedule.
And
so
all I said was, I get out earlier. Okay,
yeah,
good. We're good.
And this will work better especially during basketball season as well. So this is a win-win for everybody.
Doug in Wellsboro, always a win-win. Hi, Doug.
Steve, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. I hope you and your family are doing well.
Thanks for doing this, taking these questions. We just got two quick ones.
Sure.
What was Plan B if they didn't join the Big Ten? What did Joe have in the works? Was it ACC? Was it something else? Reconstitute the Eastern Conference? What was Plan B?
Okay, so let's start. Plan A was actually the Eastern All-Sports Conference. Now, years later, after it fell apart, despite Joe's best efforts, and Joe put a lot into it, and I was there when he was putting a lot into it, so I have pretty decent insight as to him, because I talked to him several times about it. I remember talking to Jim Tarman when I was doing a talk show in State College, Doug, and it was the summer of 89. And I said, when it comes to a conference, and my thought process was at the time, Doug, hey, what's post-Joe Paterno insurance, not realizing that 1989 would go out and go all right in 2011. Right. I said, have there been talks with the Big Ten, and if so, are they on the back burner? Is the burner on or off? And he said, the burner is on low. And I looked over, I said, no, where's the burners on? Jim gave me this look. So as for the ACC, when Penn State went to the Big Ten, I cannot remember who the commissioner of the ACC was then. I don't know if it was Swofford or I'm not sure who it was. But they called Jim Tarman and they said, we had no idea. He said, if we had heard you were looking, we would have called. They just didn't know. And it was almost all done at the university level. But it was so after the Eastern All Sports Conference went bye-bye, the Big Ten then became Plan A. The ACC then called later, like a day later, and called Jim up and said, Jim, if we had known, we would have made an offer. They didn't know.
Were the negotiations between Joe, the university presidents, who were the players involved? It must have been a tight-knit group.
Stanley Eikenberry, the president of Illinois, was the leader of this at the time, and he was the head of the conference presidents. And the negotiations were with Bryce Jordan.
Okay.
Was Joe consulted on it? Sure. Joe was consulted on it. Jim Tarman was consulted on it. But the lead negotiator was, in the end, Bryce Jordan, because this was done at the university level. That's why it was such an issue about Penn State getting in. I've talked to John Bacon about this, and John was very close to Bo Schembechler. And John will tell you, Bo Schembechler loved Penn State and thought it was great they were coming in, but they voted no because he didn't like how it was done, not who it was.
Okay, second quick question. Has anyone ever failed your class?
No, not yet. I've had a couple who have tested my patience a little bit in almost 20 years, including one this semester, but I worked it out because I wanted to make sure that, you know, but I worked it out, and they did not. So, no, nobody has failed the class, at least to this point. The suit wanted to take it online. He would have failed no matter what he turned in.
The word on campus is you're an easy A, so that's why they're signing up for it. So,
first of all, it's a 400-level class, so in order to get there, you have had to have passed two other classes to do it. So there usually is a little more desire on behalf of the students because it is and because they've had to jump through a couple of hoops to get there. So I think you get a better caliber student because of it, because they've outlasted everybody else.
Okay, thanks. We'll give somebody else a chance. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Doug. 570-743-9565. 570-743-9565.
That was a good question from Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Lombardo from NFL Insight. I can't do that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll have to change that.
Yeah. 570. It's just... I have no words for
Get
it.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I have no words for it. What goes on around here? 570-743-9565. 570-743-9565. It's Ask Steve Anything Day. Right? Every once in a while, we have one of these days. And so, you know, I mean, whatever you want. Yeah, there's something that it's on your mind, or something you want to ask me personally, or whatever. That's fine. Go ahead, let it rip. Love to hear from you. So 570-743-9565. So let's take a moment. As soon as we get a call, we'll stop and we'll take the call, because you guys are the most important part of the show, as far as I'm concerned. And again, it's 570-743-9565. So here are the various policies of the leagues when it comes to gambling. And we are on the verge, by the way, of five more NFL players getting banned, it looks like. And Adam Schefter is the one that put out the story. Now, one of them is Isaiah Rodgers from the Indianapolis Colts. And now all the rookies are going to be required to attend mandatory education sessions. Okay. But they think there's going to be as many as five that could end up being suspended by the NFL this week. Well, it's Wednesday. There's not much time left. This has that Friday afternoon feeling, doesn't it? But Here's what, so the NFL rule is simple. One, don't bet on the NFL. Golly gee whiz, okay, that's really complicated. Don't gamble at your team facility or while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel. Okay. Don't have someone bet for you. Don't share team information. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. And don't play fantasy football. So the suit would be out.
S-U-I-T. No. That spells suit.
Yes, he would.
I mean, he'd be out in a heartbeat. Has he ever won?
That's a good question. I'd have to ask him about that. My guess is probably not, but...
Blind squirrels find acorns too, my man.
That's true, yeah. That's why I don't want to say for sure.
Hey, the NHL... Another call coming in. The NHL, you can't bet on NHL games, but you're okay on everything else, and you're okay betting at the facility. Major League Baseball, you can't bet on Major League Baseball games, but you can bet in the clubhouse. You can't bet on MLB games, but you can bet in the clubhouse. The NBA, right? The NBA, right? You can't bet on anything that they sponsor. So you can't bet on the G League. You can't bet on the WNBA. You can't bet on NBA Africa. You can't obviously bet on NBA games. So you can't bet on anything that they have, including the WNBA. Not allowed to. Everything else you can place a bet on, and you can do it in the facility. NHL, only the NHL is the ban. You can bet on anything else you can do in the facility. Major League Baseball, you can bet on anything except Major League Baseball games. You can bet in the clubhouse. Brian in Northern Virginia. Hi, Brian. How are you today? It's great to hear from you.
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Good deal. Well, I was calling to ask two questions.
Sure.
The first one is your thoughts maybe on basically the Big Ten and the SEC sort of becoming like the AFC and NFC of college football, and maybe getting to the point where they would kind of monopolize the better programs in the country. And if so, would they be able to kind of like jettison themselves from the NCAA, kind of set up their own kind of league or commission for football or other sports to help have better regulation or fairness? That's the first question. And in related to that, if that's the case, I mean, when do you think something like that may come into play as the NCAA becomes less relevant and less effective with a lot of its incompetence? And one other question would be also on the Beaver Stadium renovations and improvements. I don't know what else you've heard in terms of any designs, timetables, but how doing some major improvements to the stadium, whether that will affect, you know, spectator attendance, mm-hmm. or game operations or things like that, because it sounds like there's some very serious renovations to the superstructure as well as the aesthetics, and yeah. Just curious to get your thoughts on that, sir.
Yeah, I think let's start with the second one first. I believe Populous is going to be the one doing the design, and it would start in January of 25. That's the plan. That's where they'll take down a good portion of the west side. My understanding is that during the construction phase of the 25 and 26 seasons on the west side, and then there would be a lot of reinforcement that goes around, because they'll concentrate on the west side first, then, you know, and that could be like in the 25 season, maybe. I was told that they might lose 5,000 or 6,000 seats, but that's about it. And then, of course, there's other parts that they're going to take care of, and they can do that during the 26 season. Because the idea is to have this completely in place for the home opener, which should be the season opener. And I think I already have a pretty good idea who it is for the 27 season. So that's how it's going to go. Does that answer your question, Brian?
Yeah. Okay. I was just concerned, right, if how much of an impact it would affect fan attendance or season ticket holders.
Yeah, they think on the west side and what they're doing, because it won't affect anywhere else in terms of attendance. They might lose 5,000 or 6,000 seats, but it would probably be just for the 25 season. All right, and then they
could take those 5,000 for the students, right?
I'll get back to you on that, Brian.
I'm sure some of the regular fans will show up all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I understand. Now, about the super conferences, I don't expect anything like that until maybe the end of this decade, where we'll see some movement there. And here's the big reason why. You have to take a long look at what Texas and Oklahoma and what USC and UCLA had to do to get to where they are. Oklahoma and Texas in 2021, it was announced they're going to the SEC. So where did they play the 2021 season? In the Big 12. Where did they play the 22 season? In the Big 12. Where are they going to play the 23 season? In the Big 12. Oh. So they finally get out 1 year early in 24, and they pay $50 million apiece to do it. Let's take a look at the $50 million. It appears to be the exit fee in combination with the grant of rights. The grant of rights is really a difficult item to get out of. They've had lawyers looking at it all over the place. And it's a very simple document, Brian. I think it's like 5 to 8 pages. And the ACC, which appears to be one that people are really looking at, right? They virtually copied the Big 12 document. So it's very difficult to get out. And their grant of rights for all those schools doesn't run out until 2036. Notice how USC and UCLA, they're not playing football or basketball this year in the Big 10. Nope. They don't join the conference officially until August 2nd. Why? Because the Pac-12 grant of rights for them runs out August 1st. They don't want to pay the exit fees. They don't want to do it. So for Notre Dame, Notre Dame is only in the grant of rights when it comes to basketball and their other sports, not for football. So it's a small number for them, and if they wanted to move anywhere, they could. For other schools, it's exponentially more difficult to do, especially the ACC schools, because their grant of rights goes through 2036. They all signed it. And I think there are a lot of people that think that, oh, Florida State can go here, Clemson can go there. If you're the Big Ten, Brian, I would want to make sure I have a plan that fully integrates USC and UCLA first and to see if it works. I'd rather see if it works first. Then I'll start thinking about somebody else. Because
well, my thoughts
go
were
ahead, Brian, please.
Under that structure that you talked about, or if they're wind up, you know, if the Big Ten and the SEC become like the NFC, AFC, then essentially 10 years from now, the ACC could largely be irrelevant, and your Florida State, your Clemson, they're not going to have the revenue to keep up. They're not going to be able to keep up their facilities and other expenditures, and those programs could be shells of what they once were. I mean, even, you know, less than what they are now. So that's why I'm saying I think it could happen earlier, because I don't know if the ACC schools can weather the financial disparity for another 10-plus years.
Yeah, they could be potentially each school could be in 10 years could be $300 to $500 million behind. So $300 million to $500 million behind the Big Ten and the SEC. They know that. But there are no other revenue streams out there. Now, ESPN's not going to renegotiate with them. Okay? They're not going to do that. The reason they're not going to renegotiate, they're like, we already have a deal. We're good. And we're producing the ACC network. The Pac-12 is the one that's the most vulnerable right now. And outside of Washington and maybe and Oregon, they don't have a lot of desirable teams out there. This is about brands, Brian.
Yep.
And there's only one Penn State, one Michigan, one Ohio State, one USC. Texas and Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. I mean, those are the brands. I mean, Clemson, as much as, you know, we've seen Clemson do well, they're not as big a brand as people think. And Florida State is not even in the same realm of being a big brand compared to what their fan base thinks they are.
That's correct.
So
absolutely. And I think the Big Ten has been playing the TV markets, and they've been playing kind of chess when the ACC and maybe other conferences have been playing checkers. I think that being able to make us a truly national conference coast-to-coast with some really big names is really going to improve our level of play and make us more valuable.
Well, when Jim Delaney started the Big Ten Network, he brought Mark Silverman in to run it. Mark Silverman then ascended within the organization and got to Fox. And then, of course, the Big Ten struck that deal with Fox on a six-year deal originally. Having Mark Silverman in the mix from day one of BTN and then transitioning over to Fox has done a world of good for the Big Ten as to how they've handled the TV market, because Silverman has a great feel for it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Steve. I don't want to monopolize your time, but love the show, and keep up the great work, and looking forward to seeing you outside the Bryce Jordan Center this fall, sir.
Brian, it's always a pleasure. Great call as always. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. There you go. So we got to take a break here because we have to pay your brand new massive salary.
Something like that, sure.
First step to being cured is admitting it. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.